Good morning and welcome to Morning Prayers on this Wednesday morning. My name is Sarah and I am part of Community. We've just listened to Every Day with Jesus by Ailey Patterson, who is a very talented singer-songwriter who was with us during Songfest. So if you like that song, I do recommend that you have a little look for her because her music is very good. Let's just gather ourselves in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the day ahead. Thank you for the challenges and joy that will come our way. But most of all, thank you for all the promises you have made to us. May we hear and learn from your word today. Amen. And the Bible passage today is Acts 21, verses 27 to 36. It will be on the screen. But if you like to read it in the Chapel Bibles, it is on page 1118, Acts 21, verses 27 onwards. Paul arrested. When the 7 days were nearly over, some Jews from the province of Asia saw Paul at the temple. They stirred up the whole crowd and seized him, shouting, "Fellow Israelites, help us. This is the man who teaches everyone everywhere against our people and our law and this place. And besides, he has brought Greeks into the temple and defiled this holy place." They had previously seen Trophimus, the Ephesian, in the city with Paul and assumed that Paul had brought him into the temple. The whole city was aroused and the people came running from all directions. Seizing Paul, they dragged him from the temple and immediately the gates were shut while they were trying to kill him. News reached the commander of the Roman troops that the whole city of Jerusalem was in an uproar. He at once took some officers and soldiers and ran down to the crowd. When the rioters saw the commander and his soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. The commander came up and arrested him and ordered him to be bound with two chains. Then he asked who he was and what he had done. Some in the crowd shouted one thing and some another. And since the commander could not get at the truth because of the uproar, he ordered that Paul be taken into the barracks. When Paul reached the steps, the violence of the mob was so great he had to be carried by the soldiers. The crowd that followed kept shouting, "Get rid of him." So just my thoughts on this and where it took me, basically. So Paul is arrested again for sharing the good news of Jesus and is wrongly accused by the crowd that he has taken some Gentiles into the sacred place of the temple. And this brought to mind all the chaos that happens now due to people being wrongly accused, due to fake news, mis- or disinformation, and generally people not telling the truth. Hence the exclamation mark at the end of truth. So misinformation is basically where false information is shared by accident without the intent to cause harm. And lots of this happened during COVID. You're probably aware of some of it. And on the other hand, disinformation is false information shared deliberately to mislead and cause harm. For example, fabricated news stories and political propaganda. Both of these are scary and can ruin lives and or have disastrous results. And one event that comes to mind is the aftermath of the tragic stabbing of 3 young girls in Southport, Alice, Bibi and Elsie, and others who were injured at the time. Due to disinformation that was spread about false origins, faith, background, and basically just distruths about the individual who had carried out this hideous thing. The The police were tied up with dealing with mass riots. I would imagine most of you all remember what went on. And it was just, it broke my heart seeing our, you know, part of our country behaving like that. When the police had a big enough task on their hands, the parents had a big enough task on their hands to deal with the tragedy that had happened. And this was all down to people putting untruths on or the wrong information on social media. So I, and for those families that were involved in the stabbings and in the riot, the trauma of the day goes on and on. It's just hit the news again this week. I don't know if anybody saw it, but you know, there's small children waking up after massive nightmares and because of what happened that day. So I thought it would be really good if we prayed into this situation. I've got a few prayer pointers up here for you. Obviously, do feel free to pray in whichever manner you find suits you best. In a couple of minutes, I will play another song, and then I would invite you to come and light a candle at the front to help pray into the situation, or if you'd like to light one for a near and dear one. And then after that, please feel free to stay in the chapel and pray or reflect a little bit longer, or head on down where breakfast will be served shortly.
I've been walking by troubled waters, here in the shadow all alone. And I've been worried about tomorrow, stuck in a world I can't.